Lesson 38, what is our focus here?
Well, in lesson 38, the learner will be surprised at how many two-syllable words that they can read at this point. And here what I've done is I've taken short vowel syllables, and as you know, a syllable is a unit of speech with one vowel sound in it. I've taken two short vowel syllables and made them into a two-syllable word. Or what I've done is actually taken a two-syllable word and broken it up into two short vowel syllables.
So we know the words. The words are going to be common to us as we
right.
read them. But now we can recognize that these words are actually words that have two syllables or two separate sounds.
Right.
And those sounds are using, again, the short vowels that we've already practiced in earlier lessons.
Right. They've learned all of the short vowels by now. They've learned all of the digraphs.
And all the
consonant digraphs, and now they can put everything they've learned into reading these two-syllable words. And if you'll notice, they're just short vowel syllables.
All right, we'll read the left column first, and that will be the word broken into its two-syllable parts. Then we'll read across the line to the syllables put together into the word. Lesson 38, hot dog. Hot dog, box, top, box top, zig, zag, zigzag, cat, nip, catnip, tick, et, ticket, helmet, helmet, velvet, velvet, tom, cat, tomcat, gal, lup, gallop, less, sun, lesson, nap, kin, napkin, tid, bit, tidbit, hab, it, habit, rap, id, rapid, gal, lun, gallon, can, did, candid, bass, ket, basket, bon, net, bonnet. Stop the tape and see if you can read the words in the column by yourself. Again, practice reading the two syllables and then practice reading the syllables together as the word. Next page in lesson 38, using the same format, let's first say the syllables and then say the word. Ton, ick, tonic. Madge, ick, magic. Unfit, unfit. Goblin, goblin. Rob, in, robin. Chap, l, chapel. Pick, nick, picnic. Kid, nap, kidnap. Lin, n, linen. Viz, it, visit. Rab, bit, rabbit. Knit, wit, nitwit. Viv, id, vivid. Civ, ill, civil. Nix, on, nixon. Len, till, lentil. Pen, sil, pencil. Next page, continuing lesson 38. Egg, nog, eggnog. Com, et, comet. Pup, pet, puppet. Up, set, upset. Lock, et, locket. Mim, ick, mimic. Pub, lick, public. Sun, tan, suntan. Sud, din, sudden. Hat, box, hatbox. Sun, set, sunset. Hat, rack, hat rack. Bash, full, bashful. Den, toll, dental. Un, till, until. Vom, it, vomit. Husband, husband. Wag, un, wagon. Again, stop the tape. Practice once by yourself. Continuing lesson 38. X, it, exit. Fill, ip, Philip. Riv, it, rivet. With, in, within. Cal, vin, Calvin. Tab, let, tablet. Pack, et, packet. Rock, et, rocket. Sock, et, socket. Van, ish, vanish. Pan, el, panel. Ja, pan, Japan. Ras, cal, rascal. Cac, tus, cactus. Cam, l, camel. Kev, in, Kevin. Care, n, Karen. Rib, bun, ribbon. Practice the syllables and then practice the words. The more you practice, the better reader you will become. Continuing lesson 38. Rad, ish, radish. Mass, caught, mascot. Com, bat, combat. Pat, Rick, Patrick. Rel, ish, relish. Lem, on, lemon. Pock, et, pocket. Traff, fick, traffic. Bob, cat, bobcat. Sig, nal, signal. Lim, it, limit. Li, quid, liquid. Sat, in, satin. Tun, nell, tunnel. Cab, in, cabin. Jack, et, jacket. Pad, lock, padlock. Sam, it seems like some of the words sound differently when I put the two syllables together and read the whole word as compared to when we just read the two syllables.
Yes, for example, in the word signal, when you put them together, you get signal. And that's because alphabetic writing is as close as we can come to reproducing human language on paper. So it is not a perfect system, but it is perfect enough. In other words, you speak the word the way it's generally spoken. And what alphabetic writing does is give you the closest approximation of that exact pronunciation.
Very good. So our written language isn't perfect to the spoken language, but it is as perfect as it's going to get or as it could possibly be.
Exactly.
Otherwise, we'd have too many letters and too many sounds, and no one would ever learn how to read.
That's right, because English is pronounced differently in so many different countries. You'd have to have several alphabets to take care of the way, for example, some of our words are spoken in different parts of this country. In the South, for example, pronunciation varies. But the beauty of English is that English is spelled virtually the same wherever it is spoken, whether in Australia, England, the United States, Dallas, Texas, New York, Alaska, wherever it is spoken, English is spelled the same. But it is pronounced differently in different parts of the country. Maybe somebody will say signal, but I doubt it. They'll say signal.
Okay, very good.